Okay, let's get started with Ksubis Daf Samach Gimel, today's Daf. And today we start off with the very famous story of Rabbi Akiva and the beginnings of his marriage and a story that takes place in the marriage itself. There are two versions of the story in Shas, one in Maseches Nedarim, which is not exactly the same as the one here that we'll get to Be'ez Hashem in a couple of months. But here is the first one, and that is Ksubis. We are on four lines from the bottom, Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva, Samach Beis Mabeis. Rabbi Akiva Raya de Ben Kalba Savua. Rabbi Akiva was the shepherd of Ben Kalba Savua. As we know, many of the greats in our history were shepherds. Moshe Rabbeinu, David HaMelech, shepherding is known as maybe a mashal for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Hashem is the shepherd of Am Yisrael, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu is always the one that is interested in the shepherds. Maybe that's why they chose this profession. There's a lot of meditation time, a lot of time being away with God. So he was a shepherd too. Who was he the shepherd of? The shepherd of Ben Kalba Savua. Kalba Savua, one of the most colorful names in all of Shas. What is Kalba Savua? So Rashi quotes here on the bottom, Shem Echad Me Ashirei Yerushalayim. It was a name of a rich man in Yerushalayim. Shekala Nichnas Labeso Ra'ev Kakelev Hayayosi Savea. Whoever used to go into his house hungry like a dog will go out satiated. Kalba Savua. Right? We know from elsewhere that he was one of the most wealthy people in the times of the Beis HaMikdash. There is one version, a few versions of the story, but one of the versions is quoted in Avos Rabbi Nasan, in Perek Vav. Now, Avos Rabbi Nasan is an expansion of Pirkei Avos. Pirkei Avos is only five or six. We had the Rabbanan added on a Perek of Kinyan Torah, but five or six Prakim. Avos Rabbi Nasan has a few lines for every phrase in Pirkei Avos. So if anybody wants to have an expanded version of Asus Yagla Torah, there's a whole Perek on Asus Yagla Torah. Who made Siyagim in history. So there's expansions of different ideas. So there in Perek Vav, where it talks about Rabbi Akiva and various Talmidim, it also talks about Kalba Savua. So Rashi here is really quoting a Meseches Avos Rabbi Nasan. But then he quotes, "Ukeshaba Aspasianus Kesar lahachrivas Yerushalayim." When Aspasianus came to destroy Yerushalayim, Bikshu Kanoim lisrov kalatova hubaish. The Kanoim, the certain Jews, wanted to destroy the whole city with fire. We know there's a version of this in Meseches Gittin also of the Jews who wanted to make the other Jews fight the Romans and not give in, and therefore they burned down all of the food storage in Yerushalayim, which gave them no, and there was no choice. So here too, the same people. So Amar lem Kalba Savua, Mipnei Ma Atem Machrivim Asir Hazos, what are you destroying the city for? V'yatem Mevakshim Lisrov Es Kol HaTov Hu Ba'esh, Hamtinuli, wait for me, says Kalba Savua, Ad She'ekot. Let me check my storage house. Let me see what I have here, how long I can help support Am Yisrael in Yerushalayim. Halachu matza sheyesh lo mazon esrim v'shtayim shana su'uda l'kol echad v'echan Yerushalayim. He could support the entire nation for 22 years by himself. Miad tziva gidsho biruru raktu all the lamates malachas. Lashu, Afu, Vizkin Mazon, Chafei Shana, Kolechad Vechan Yerushalayim. He got it ready at 22 years worth of portions. Velo Hishkichu Alav, and they didn't listen to him. No. Mahayu Anti Yerushalayim Osin, Haimivina Golem, and then it goes, continues the story about what they did, these people who shot themselves in the foot and got rid of all the food and gave them no choice. But you see the amount of wealth that Kalba Savua had here. By the way, that's the source, that perek in Avos Rabbi Nasan, it's open, so we'll read it here. That's the source for the Rabbi Akiva's beginnings. Once we're talking about Rabbi Akiva, let's mention this. Not in a Gemara anywhere, but that's what, how does that perek starts off? Vavi misavik ba'afa raglayim vavishosin b'tzameyas devrayim. Right, the same line as the Chazal in the first perek in Perek Yavos. And then he quotes, Mahayat chilasol Rabbi Akiva, Amru ben arbaim shana hayavlo shana klum. He was 40 years old. They didn't know anything. Pama, I never learned aleph beis. Pamachas haya omid al pi ha-be'er. He was by a be'er. Amar, mi chakak even zu. Who made the mark in this even, in this rock? Amru lo hamayim. Shetadir no flim aleha b'chol yom. The water that falls on it every day made the mark in this rock. Amru lo, Akiva. Iyatakore avanim shachuku mayim. Don't you know the pasuk in Iyov that says stones were marked by water? It's a first pasuk. Miyad Hari Rekiva don kal v'chomer ba'atzmar. Rekiva then darshens a kal v'chomer to himself. Ma rach pasal asakasha. If something soft like water could engrave and make a mark in something so hard like a rock, Divrei Torah shekoshen kabarzel, alachas kama v'kama. So Divrei Torah, which are hard like iron, surely sheyachakku as libi, shehu baser v'adam, can make a mark in my heart, which is soft. Miyad chazal lomo Torah, he went to learn Torah. You have to figure out exactly when this story happened in relation to the story we're about to read. Got to put all the stories of Rabbi Akiva together. Halach hu b'no v'yashvoi tzal milambi tinokos, he goes into the first grade. Amar le Rebbe lamdeini Torah. He said, teach me. Achaz Rabbi Akiva b'rosh haluach hu b'no b'rosh haluach. Kasav bo aleph beis v'limda. Aleph tov v'limda. Taras kohanim v'limda. Hayalomid v'olech hashalom ad kol ha-Torah kula. Wow. Right, he was a fast learner. Halach v'yashav lo, and he continues and goes through all of the history. But this is Avos Rabbi Nasan Perek Vav, one of the greats of Rabbi Akiva, but also describes the osher of Kabba Savua. Again, so that's one version of what Rabbi Akiva's beginnings. Again, many stories about Rabbi Akiva in Shas. Again, it's Pesach time, so what the emphasis of many of those stories, just to mention, is the optimism that Rabbi Akiva has throughout the stories, including the one we just read. It's always the optimism, right? The story, the famous story at the end of Gemara Makos, when he sees the Shualim walking across Har Habayis and he's laughing while all of his friends are crying. And the Gemara in Parachelik in Sanhedrin, when they go to visit their Rebbe, Rebbe Lazar. Rebbe Lazar's on his deathbed and they're all crying and he's laughing and he's saying, Baruch Hashem, you're getting something in Olam Hazeh, so you have it Shamur to you in Olam Haba. He always has this positive attitude, and that's why the Mefarshim explained, the Aruch HaShulchan in his Agadah says, that's why in Bnei Brak, the five rabbis went dafka to Bnei Brak. Why? That was the city of Rabbi Akiva, because they wanted to get some chizuk from him, some positive outlook. They lived right after the Churban Habayis. Maybe some of them remember when they had a Korban Pesach at the Seder. Now they don't have it. The Beis Hamikdash is in ruins. And so how could they have a Pesach? They go to Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva is the one that's optimistic. Rabbi Akiva is the one that gives them chizuk. And he's the one that at age 40, he says, I could do it. I could learn Aleph Beis. I could change my life. But this is all Rabbi Akiva. In the amazing levels that he reached, the Gemara Menaches, at the end, if we have time, we'll go through it, Daf Chavtes, where Moshe Rabbeinu sees him in the future, and he asks HaKadosh Baruch Hu, why am I giving the Torah? Let him give the Torah. He's unbelievable when he's darshaning every crown of every letter. So we'll see at the end of his time to get back to that story. Hopefully I'll mention it after this section. Okay, but let's continue. So Rabbi Akiva was the Raya, the shepherd of Kalba Savua, this rich man. Havi Chazise Barte to Havi Tsnia Uma Ale. His daughter, Kalba Savua's daughter, saw that Rabbi Akiva had certain. She didn't see that he was a big Talmud Chacham because he wasn't. She saw that he was Tsanua and Ma'ali, and Midos Tovos. She saw the Midos, and she saw the potential in him. She saw who he can become. Amrele, she says, right, even before we continue the story, Tosfos here deals with, not with the story, the Avos Rabbi Nasan that we just read, but there is a Gemara Maseches Psachim, where Rabbi Akiva says, you know what, when I used to be younger, I was an Amma Aretz, I hated rabbis. I would bite them like a donkey, says the Gemara in Psachim. Tosfos quotes it. Amar Rabbi Akiva k'shayisi am ha'aretz, ha'yisi omer, mi'yitein li tamad chacham va'anashchenu kechamor. I'll bite him like a donkey. So that doesn't sound like he had such great midos. So what do you mean? Oh, he had great midos before he started learning. It sounds like he had terrible midos. What does that mean? So Tosfos gives two answers. Tosfos says number one, actually one answer, then the Ritva gives another. Tosfos' answer, Ikala Meimar, Dahasam, lav mishum shayasone tamidei chachamim. It wasn't because he hated rabbis. That's not why he wanted to bite them like a donkey. Ela mishum shahayasavor shemisga'in al ame ha'aretz. He felt that they were haughty. They held themselves over the ame ha'aretz mebnei tarasan because they had great Torah. But the tamidei chachamim sonim osam. And he thought that the rabbis hated them. You might call this projection. Right, that, Rashi quotes in the Parshas Dvarim. Matavili be'al rachmach, matavili be'alach. Right, what I feel about them, I say that they feel about me. So that's maybe what he was feeling. Oh, they hate me. Vigam, and number two, mishum shalahi umenichen osam liga bahem. All these halachas about Ami Aretz can't touch certain things, tumma vatara. See, he felt like he was on a lower level. Avol mikol makom, sharmi mitzvos haya. That's Rabbeinu Tam. He was a Shomer Torah Mitzvah. He did, but he just felt that they held themselves higher. Okay, that's one answer. The Ritva says that maybe there's a different way. Maybe the Ritva says there were three stages in Rabbi Akiva's life. There are three stages. The first stage was that he was an Amma Aretz Kachamor, and he wanted to bite them. Then he graduated up to a nice guy, nice, wonderful person, Shomer Torah Mitzvahs, but he wasn't Rabbi Akiva yet. So Ben Kalba said the daughter here met him at stage two. And then stage three is what he became. But again, so it's three different stages of his life. You don't have to have a Tosfos here. It says there's two stages, but we just don't understand fully why he wanted to bite them. Ritva says, no, you could just say it's three stages of his life. Okay, so she sees the great midos in him. So Amar Leisho, she says to him, Imakachaloch, if I agree to marry you, to do kiddushin with you, Azus Lebei Rav, will you go to yeshiva? I need you to go to yeshiva to become the great Rabbi Akiva. I see it in you. Will you go? Amar La, he says, in, yes. Okay, you might say, I might say, just to add in, that whole, based on what the Ritva just said, that whole Avos Rabbi Nasan was what made him go from stage one to stage two. Right, the rock, and then he learned Aleph Beis, and then here, he was a nice, Pashut Jew, and now he's gonna go to stage three. So you might be able to put the two stories together. So Amalianchi, he says yes. So Ikdashale Bitsina Vishadarte, fine, they had Kiddushin, and then he sent. The Gemara in Darm talks about maybe they even did Nisuan beforehand, but she sent him away to go learn in yeshiva. And what happened? Shama Avua Afka Mibese. Her father heard that she married the shepherd, the one that this no-name guy. So, and look, remember how rich he was. What a chasha family, what'd you do to me? Right, it's terrible. Right, the Shulchan Aruch, interesting, in Yeradeh, we mentioned this a couple weeks ago, it came up. The Shulchan Aruch says that may Iker Hadin, parents have no say in who children marry. Sure, if somebody decides that this is somebody I want to marry, that's it. Parents really don't have a say. They could try to convince and talk about and suggest, but at the end of the day, they don't, unless it's an embarrassment for the family. If it's an embarrassment for the family, the Shulchan Aruch says that's maybe where a limit is. So maybe this was an embarrassment for the family. You're marrying this lowlife? You know who I am? Kabbal Savua. So he says, Afko Mesi, he threw her out. And Adra Hana Minichse, he was Madir Hana, you could not have any of my possessions. He ostered her on getting any benefit. Even before we continue, there's a great question that Ben Yehoyada here asks, and that is, she couldn't find anybody who already was a learned man? You know, fine, she saw the potential, but there must have been some great guys in the yeshiva at that time that she could have gone to. So why Dafka did she have to go to somebody that the Madua Bachra Lakakas Amaretz Amanashi Yulma Torah? Va'ocha Lor Bishosavi and Abadu, she went against her father, she used Harama, says the Ben Yehoyada. She was a Isha Maskelas Vachachama. V'yada, and she knew that women are paturas from Talmud Torah, and a major part of what the schar the women get is the ability that they give to their husbands and children to learn Torah. So she says to herself, if I just get their schar for they learn, so I'm going to facilitate a little bit. Okay, that's one level. But if I cause him to learn in the first place, if I'm responsible for everything that he does, that's something else. So that's why she dafka, says the Ben Yoyada, Bachra ba'adam sha'adayin lo laman me'uma, v'rak al yada, okay, it doesn't work with Avos Rabbi Nasan, whatever, v'rak al yada yagia l'matzav sh'yilma Torah, v'yata yia l'chelek v'schus be'esek tarasa mitzad hadin, v'lo rak mitzad mitzad hatzaka. So that's why she dafka took somebody, she could take all the credit, as dafka Rabbi Akiva. There's no more famous line besides the one that Rabbi Akiva says, it's all because of her. It's all because of her. So that's the... That's why Shidavka took this man, because she wanted to have that connection to Torah. So what happens after she's thrown out of the house? Also, Yasa Treisrei Shnin Bebei Rav. He goes and learns 12 years in the house in the yeshiva. Ki Asa Aisi Bahadei Treisrei Alfi Talmidi. When he comes back with 12,000 Talmidim. Somewhat unusual, because we're about to hear that he overhears a conversation. What, she didn't turn around and see 12,000 people walking? Probably wasn't a run-of-the-mill occurrence that entourage of 12,000 men were walking into this little town, wherever they lived. But it's clear that she didn't know what was going on. So, Shamaya Usaba, he heard, the Rabbi Kiva heard, the Usaba, a certain elderly man, some say it was Eliyahu Hanavi, how long are you going to be an almana? Right, a widow, well, not really a widow, but you act like a widow. Rashi, at mitna heges. So, Amrele, she says, I know he's on his way back, but if it was up to me, Yasa Trace Reishni Achrini, he'd take another 12 years. Let him take another 12 years. It was up to me. Omar says Rabbi Akiva to himself. Everybody, turn around. Bershus Ka'avidna. I have Rishus. She wants me to do this. Hadar Azov Yasa Trace Reishani Achrini Bevei Rav. So he goes and spends another 12 years in the yeshiva, and 1,000 talmidim per year. Ki asa icy ba'day esrin varba alfi talmidi. So when he comes back this time, he has 24,000 talmidim with him. Of course, the very famous 24,000 talmidim of Rabbi Akiva, which the Gemara describes in Yevamos, all died between Pesach and Shavuos because shalonagu kavod ze bazeh. So they were great talmidim, but there was obviously a major flaw. Maybe that developed at a later point. We don't know exactly, again, how to put order all the stories. But this is Rabbi Akiva on his way back. There is a well-known comment, probably one of the most well-known comments that Rav Chaim Shmulevitz has on this story in one of his Sichos Musar, where he says he couldn't go in and say hello. He couldn't go in and just say, honey, it's been great. Thank you so much. How are the kids doing? How's everybody? You know, nothing. He just turned around. Chutzpah. It's terrible. That's Shalom Bayis. He turns around. So obviously we can't fathom the level that Rabbi Akiva was on. We mamish can't fathom it. But what's the message for us? Says Rav Chaim Shmulevitz, one word, Ritzifus. Straight, consistency, straight day in, day out. Ein odome, says Rav Chaim Shmulevitz, 12 years and 12 years and 24 years. The type of learning, the quality of the learning, building one day on top of another. You know, if I learn 5 days in a row versus 5 days once a week for 5 weeks, ain't no dome. So he wanted 24 years. He knew that that's what his wife would want in terms of the quality of the Torah that was able to be learned, and therefore he turned around for the good of the Torah, right? So it wasn't 12 years and 12 years, it was 24 years. That's where he develops the idea of not having any Hesach Hadas. Not even Hesach Hadas. I once heard, along these lines, one could say the opposite way is also very important. And that is, if somebody's not in learning, to break it up with learning, also, let's say somebody goes to work and they're out of the religious environment. Right? They're out. They're not in a shul. They're not in a base medrash. Right? We have to make a living. So we're out for 13 hours or we're out until we get home and we go get home, whatever, 13 hours. If I break it up in the middle of the day, if I have a chavrusa on the phone for 5 minutes by lunch, right? If I stay for 10 minutes after I have a mincha in the next office building, if I break up those, so it's not 13 hours out. It's only 6.5 hours and 6.5 hours out, and I broke up the time outside. And that also is important. So to break up the Hesach Hadas. The Hesach Hadas one shouldn't have when I'm in the zone, I'm in the spiritual zone, and if I'm not, to break it up dafka with spirituality so that I would be able to cope with it in an easier way. So that's Rav Chaim Shmulevitz on the story, so we have to look at it from that perspective. And this is what she would have wanted. This is what she wanted. That's what she said. Okay, so now they're coming back. And he comes back with 24,000 talmidim. And what happens? Shama debisu havis. And here, finally now, I guess 24,000 she hears about it. Even though she didn't hear about 12,000. Shama debisu havis kanafka lape. So she goes out to greet him. Amrula shivavase. Her neighbors say to her, she'ili mani lavush. Just get some fancy clothing. He hasn't seen you. You haven't seen him in 24 years. Right? The ichsi. Why don't you just cover yourself? Get dressed up fancy for him. Amr lehu, she says, yodei atzadik nefesh behemta. He knows me. I don't need the externals. Yodei atzadik nefesh behemta. What exactly does that mean? So number one, Tupshat, another marsha here says that, you know, I'm an ani, he's an ani, and we know, Aniyim are used to this. He's not going to be surprised. He's fine. This is what he's comfortable with. This is his comfort zone. He says the Marsha, V'derech haro'eh b'sako v'tarmilo, v'lo yachush she'en li begadim chashuvim, ki loka chosi le'isha, tachash ha'yekfar ro'eh behemos, v'yodeh she'en li begadim chashuvim, ki avi adra min chasav. I have nothing, he has nothing. Don't worry. We're he's used to it and I'm used to it. And this is what we're comfortable with. Number one. Number two, the other pshat that Ben Yoyada gives is that what she was saying is that our love is so much deeper. And there are midrashim about this too, that the night of their wedding, in terms of Rabbi Akiva and his wife, Ben Yehuda says, she's kavna lomar, she'ein ahavaso imi ahava gufanit, she'etztarech lekasheit atzmi lufanab evgadim na'im. It's not that type of love. obviously, you know, in our day we say there's a lot of halachas for the rov am of shlotiskana al baila. That is definitely an idea. But for Rabbi Akiva, she says that's not what it's about. Ela ahavas imi hi avas nefesh. It's about my mahus, my atzmius. Ki yodea tzadik sha'ani hi batzugo ba'olam anashamos. V'lochein lo ichpa liyem esra elefana v'gadam elu. We have such a deep connection. So it's not, I don't have to put on a show for him. I don't have to put on a show for it. It could be natural. Right? This reminds us of a Malbin that we like to mention sometimes. The Malbin writes in Parshas Vayetze. Very difficult pasuk. The pasuk says when Yaakov Avinu had to work again for Rachel after being tricked by his father-in-law, with Leah, so Rachel's put in there, and it says, "Vahi be'enof ki yabim achadim ba'avato ota." And it was like nothing, because he loved her, the days went by so fast. Asks the Malbim, if you love something and you can't have it, the time goes by slower. Time doesn't go by faster. If I love pizza, and I can't have pizza for a week, right, the 9 days, if somebody loves fleishiks, it's like every day, it's like, oh, it's only the second, it's only the third day. Time goes by slower, not faster. So what does it mean here? Oh, he loved her, so time went by very quickly. Says the Malbim. No, no, no. If somebody loves pizza, you know why time goes by slower? He doesn't love pizza. He loves himself. And pizza makes him feel good. And therefore, time goes by slower. Somebody loves fish. So if he loves the fish, he wouldn't kill the fish and eat it. Right? He would keep it. But it means that he loved himself, and fish makes me feel good, and pizza makes me feel good. That type of avas atzmo, so then, yom l'shana yichashiv lo, says the mab, and then time goes slower. But if I love the other item, or the other person, purely with the purest intentions, because I realize the value of the other person, or of the other item, inherently, so then, just the amazing simcha that one has, knowing that that's going to be with me, so that makes time go by even faster. Says the Malbin. Gam yoma sha'avasos Rachel lo haisa avas acheshek. Sha'achoshek yom lashoni yechashiv lo. If it's about cheshek for himself. Ki avo ta mitzad kishron ma'aseha. Lo mitzad acheshek. Ad sha'ashonim hayu be'inav kiyamim. It went very quickly. De'al ze'amar. That's the next end of the pasuk. Ba'ahavasosa. Ki avas acheshek hu avas atzmo. Lo avas hadover. And that's what it means. That's the type of love that it was. So that love of Yaakov and Rachel is also the love that's described here by the Ben Yoyada that Rabbi Akiva's wife says, this is the type of love that we have, so therefore I don't have to cover myself. I don't have to put on any special clothing. Good. Kimati Lagabe. So fine. When they come, she comes to him. Nafla Lapa. She falls down. Kamenashkale Lakari. She's kissing his feet. Right, his servants start saying, "Who is this woman? What is this woman doing? What's going on here?" So get away, Amar Lahu Shavkua. He says, "Leave her alone." Here's the famous line: "Sheliv shelachem shelahu, mine and yours is all hers. Everything that I have and that you have because of me is really because of her." Exact opposite, one might say, of Adam. Right, Adam said, "It's all her fault." Right, Rabbi Kiva says, "It's all her fault too." In a good way, shelahu, it's all for her. So, shama avua, the asagava rabba lamasa, all of a sudden, kalba savua is sitting in his office building, and he hears that a great man, he hears somebody came back with thousands of talmidim. He's like, who is this? And he also had heard that his son-in-law became Rabbi Akiva. Right? He didn't put two and two together, though. So, Amar ezelagabe, I'm gonna go see this great man. Afshar de mefer nidrai. Maybe he'll be made for my neder. Maybe he'll get out of it so I can give my nechassim back to my daughter, back to my great son-in-law. Asa lagabes, he comes to him, Omer le. And he tells him the story. He says, Omer le, Adaita tagava rabba minadart. Did you make the neder on das? Did you ever think that this shepherd boy would ever make anything of himself? Did you ever see that? Omer le, he says, no. Afilu perek echad, afilu halacha achas. Even if he learned something basic, it would be enough for me. I would never have made the neder. Omar le, anahu. I'm the man. I'm him. Nafal al apesa. He also falls down on his face. Vanashki al kare. Does the same thing, like father, like daughter. Right? Falls down. Vyav le palgamamoni. And all of a sudden gives him half of his money. Right? Half of his possessions. You know, this is amazing. He's very, obviously changes everything that occurred. As Tosfos, top Tosfos, Yim Tomar. How is he able to do this? We know the halacha, Maseches Nedarim, Aser Liftoach Benolad. We know there are different reasons and ways and mechanisms to get out of a neder. One is called nolad. If there's a new occurrence that occurs, so, oh, if you would have known this would happen, you know, would you have made the neder? So we don't do that. That's not the first question we ask. Ain't poskim a nolad. We'll have to talk about it in Maseches Nedarim why that is, but it's ain't poskim a nolad here. So how did he do that? So Tosfos has two answers. The first one's amazing. The Yesh Lomar, very halachic and hashkafic. Dehacha lo chashiv nolad. What's nolad? Something totally unexpected. You wouldn't have known it. That's not what happened here. Why? Because if somebody goes to yeshiva, you should expect them to become a great person. If kivan shahalach lebei rav diderechu b'holech lo mochenasa adam gadol. If somebody goes and they properly devote themselves, they didn't just learn, but they had the learning go through them. They allowed, as we know, the Rambam tells us, based on the Mishnah Pirkei Avos, there are three crowns. Torah is a crown. Just like Malchus is a crown and Kahuna is a crown. Torah is a crown. We have to wear it as a crown. We have to let it shape our religious personality. Tosfos says, that's not nolad. That's not something new. If you knew, she knew he was going to yeshiva. That's it. That's not something new. You knew. This was the probability. This is what was going to happen. Amazing suggestion. Inami, number two, Tosfos suggests, maybe here it was somewhat of a t'nai. Could go into Tala Nidro, B'dabar Shapirish, B'sha'a Shenadar, Aldasim, Lo Yasa Sofer, De Be'inyin Zeh, Lo Havinolad. Right, maybe he was Tola B'Nedar, he basically made it dependent. You know, he only made the Nedar based on the fact that I don't think he's going to become somebody. But, you know, as if it was Mefurish, a t'nai. And that's why it was, Tosfos says, it was allowed to be poskim b'nolad. Okay, so that's how the mechanism worked. Back to the Gemara. So, they're now one big happy family, Baruch Hashem. Barte de Rabbi Akiva avdele de Ben Azai Hachi. The same thing happened. Ben Azai was Rabbi Akiva's son-in-law. So Ben Azai, the daughter of Rabbi Akiva, did the same thing to Ben Azai, meaning she sent him off to yeshiva. Behind the Darmayinshi, Rechila, Basa Rechila, Azla, Ka'uvde Ima, Ka'uvde Barta. Like daughter, like mother, right? They all did the same thing. The Rishonim here discuss that in other Gemaras, you get the impression that Ben Azai never got married. Right? What does Ben Azai say? He's the example that the Gemara gives, and the Rambam quotes it in the beginning of Tokas Ishus, Nafshi Chashka Batorah. What can I do? What can I do? I can't get married. I'm too busy learning. And nobody else is ever able to say that. Nafshi chashka b'Torah. So, what here it says that she was married. So maybe she only had Erisin, not Nisuin. It's all different discussions. Maybe they were married, they got divorced. Different day is exactly how to work it out. But the Gemara here says that Ben Azai was the son-in-law. Okay. Rav Yosef Rei Derava Shadrei Avui LeBei Rav. L'kamei de Rav Yosef. Rav Yosef Rei Derava sent by his father in front of Rav Yosef to learn. Paschal Shishani. So he had 6 years. He was supposed to be there for 6 years. Kavitzlashani. Mati Mali Yoma Tikipori. But after 3 years, an Arab Yom Kippur, he wanted to say hello to his wife. So after 3 years, he came back. Right? It takes on, greater significance, this story, in light of Rav Chaim Shmulevitz. In light, I'm just going to say hello to my wife. And what happened? Amar Ezel Vechzinu Linchi Besi. I'm going to go say hello to my wife. Shama Avuhi. And his father heard about it, and he got very upset. Shokal Manav and Avaklapi. He took a type of kli, like in his hand, to wave it at him and went out to greet him. Amar Le, he says to him, what are you doing? Zonascha Niskarta. Well, you remember your Zona? What does that mean? What does that mean? Zona Niskarta? What? You can't control yourself? You can't control yourself? The Marsha says, unbelievable, this Gemara, he says, what, his father thinks like he's doing it for his own taiva? That's why he definitely went Erev Yom Kippur. He didn't want his father to be choshid him. There's an Isser of Tashmish tonight. Of course I'm not going for that. I'm going to be say hello to my wife. I'm going to for her. But the father was still choshid him. Father was still choshid him in any case. But the father was nervous, right? With Rav Chaim Shmulevitz, come on. 3 and 3 is not the same as 6. Right, that's what he was upset about. Ika da'amri, or similarly, Amar le Yonaska niskarta. Right, you're Yona. Right, mashal of, right, calling the wife a Yona niskarta, Itrid, Lomar Ipsik, Velar Amar Ipsik. They got into a whole discussion, and neither of them was able to eat a suit of mafsekas properly, and they went into that Yom Kippur hungry. They went into hungry, even though there's a mitzvah daraisa. The only weekday of the year that there's a mitzvah daraisa to eat is Erev Yom Kippur, but, this was a busy one. Right, obviously, Itrid means, it's interesting, the Gemara at the Maskana does not give an impression of who was right. Right? Itrid sounds like, you know, they started talking about it. Right? So who was right? The father, the son? So not 100% clear, but one could understand this, the sides if he's just going to say hello, but it's hefsik, etc. Okay. So once just to mention that the other Rabbi Akiva story, once we are, this is one of the three or four major stories of Rabbi Akiva and Shas, the Gemara at the end of Brachas, Rabbi Akiva's death, this Gemara right here, and then just to mention the other Gemara, the Gemara Menachas Daf Chavtes. Rav Moshe Feinstein mentions this in the Hakdama to his Sefer, to the Igros Moshe, but the Gemara discusses there, Chavtes and Mabez and Menachos, amazing Gemara. Rabbi HaKadosh Baruch Hu shows Moshe Rabbeinu all future generations. B'sha'a shalom Moshe l'amara, matzu l'HaKadosh Baruch Hu, sheyoshev kosher k'sarim la'osios. He sees Hashem hanging crowns on the letters. Amar l'fanav v'bonu shalom, amik ma'akev al yadcha. Why are you doing that? Amar lo adam echad yesha asilios b'sof kamadoros. There's somebody that's going to come in many generations. The Akiva ben Yosef Shmo. Akiva! He's going to darshan mountains of halachas from every crown, which parenthetically, we don't have one of those halachas in all of Shas. Not one! Which is amazing. He's darshan all these halachas and not the halach lamaisa. But elu ve'elu d'ril gemchayim has to do with Torah. It doesn't have to do with lamaisa. But we don't have any of those halachas. But anyway, Amar lefanav ribono shel olam, hareyuli, Hashem show me. Amar lo chazor l'acharecha. See, he goes, and he sits in the back of the class, and all of us, Elohai Yodeh Mahe Omrim. Rekiva was giving shir, Moshe Rabbeinu had no idea what he was talking about. No idea! Right, it's different Derech HaLimud. Different Derech HaLimud. It's like somebody from an earlier generation coming into a shir from Reb Chaim. He's gonna know the Chefza, the Gavra, the Maisa, the Totsah. There's different ways of talking. So Tashas Kochel, he felt very bad. Moshe got depressed. Kivin shi'igil adavar echad, amr lo tamidav. See, he said something, amr lo tamidav, Rabbi minayin lacha. How do you know this? One of his tamidim asked. Amr lahen, halacha l'moshe misinai. He said, it's halacha l'moshe misinai. Moshe Rabbeinu hears that, nisyash v'daito. Baruch Hashem, he's happy. Chazar bal v'nei, Kadosh Baruch Hu, he comes back to Hashem and says, yesh lacha adam kazev atanosin Torah al yadi. Right, you're giving the Torah for me? Right, by me? He should give the Torah. Amr lo shtok. Kach Allah machshava lefanai. This is what I decided. And then he asks, you show me his life, show me his schar, and then she shows him getting raked by iron combs. Amar lefanav, Rebbeinu Shalom, zu Torah v'zu schara, shto kach Allah b'machshava lefanai. Even Moshe Rabbeinu couldn't understand why what was happening to Rabbi Akiva, just like the Malachim. Like we know from the piyut that we say on Yom Kippur and the kino that we say on Tisha B'Av about the Asar Aruge Malchus, where the Malachim say Zutar v'Zuschara, and Kadosh Baruch Hu says, quiet or else I'm going to put the world back to Tov Avohu. Right? So the same thing, Moshe Rabbeinu was bothered by that. But there's Rabbi Akiva who darshan tili tilim shel halachos on, from every crown. Okay, that's the agadic portion of the shir. So now we get to continuation of the parak. We'll get to back to some agadata on Daf Samachay at the end of the parak, but for now we get back into nitty-gritty halachas of the relationships and responsibilities of husbands and wives. Remember, how did we get into this whole discussion? The Mishnah we had on Daf Nun Tes spoke about the malachos, that an ish is ose levayla, and what if she can't fulfill some of those halachas? What if she doesn't have to? What if she's rich? She brings in shvachos. So, says the Mishnah, ha-moredes al-baila. What happens if a woman is moredes? She refuses to do something. What is the something? So we'll have to see in the Gemara. But she refuses. Moredes is a very strong language. Rebel. She's moredes. So if she refuses to do something, so what is the halacha? How do we try to encourage her? Pochzin la miksubasa shiva dinrim b'shabbos. We take away from her ksuba what she's supposed to get paid, shiva, 7 dinars per week. Why 7? So we're going to have on tomorrow's daf, they will say one for each day of the week. One each day of the week. The Yerushalmi says a little different. The Yerushalmi says that it is the 7 malachas that were in the Mishnah on Daf Nun Tes. Right, so either way it's 7. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Shiva. Rabbi Yehuda says no, 7 tarpi'ikin, a different coin. Which again, the Gemara of the Shem, tomorrow's daf has a lot of math. So we'll get to that tomorrow. On Masai Hupoches, how far do you go down? Right, you put her into having to take out loans? How far? Ad keneged ksubasa. Up until the amount of the ksuba. No more. Everything in the ksuba. The ikr, the tosefes, the nedunya, everything in the ksuba, but not more than that. Rabbi Yossi Omer, la olamu pochis vaholech. Rabbi Yossi says, no, you go even more. Arshim, Tipala Yerusha, Mimakomacher, go behemena. Even if she, maybe she'll get a Yerusha. You know, so you keep going, however much, until she, stops being a Moredes. V'chein ha-Mored al-Ishto. Also the opposite. If a man is Mored and does not fulfill certain obligations, Mosifin al-Ksubasa Shlosha Dinar Meshavis. You're Mosif on his Ksuba, 3 dinar. Why he 3 and she 7? So we'll have to see in the Gemara. Rabbi Huda Omer Shlosha Tarpeikin. Again, a machlokes, whether it's dinarin or tarpeikin. Interesting question here, the Hafla asks. If you look in the Rambam says that by a Moredes, there's no malchus by a mori to moredes because it's a lav she'ein bo maisa. You have to add the money to the, if he's moreid, he has to add the money. If she is moreid, she loses the money. But there's no malchus, even though there are obligations, because it's a ein bo maisa. She'er k'sus upon us aligra. So the Rambam says ein bo maisa. Says the hafla, but 1 minute. According to Rabbi Yehuda, lav she'ein bo maisa, lokin alav. Right, we had that earlier. So according to Rabbi Yehuda, what does he say? You have to give an extra 7? Give an extra 3? Isn't that a case of loket u'mishalim? Right? We just had the whole third parak was all about kin lebeder aminei. So how can we say, according to Rabbi Yehuda, you're going to get malchus, and it's going to have to be mosav on the ksuba? That's the hafla's kasha. Says the hafla, lashon Rambam, he quotes the Rambam in Hilchos Ishus. V'over alosa say, v'lama lo yilka alav zeh, l'fi she'ein bo maisa, in the case of morid al ishto. Says nearer to hadakamar balashan kushya vilama velokamar ein lokin the lama mosifin laksuba kivet shachayim malchus havele mamonu malchus the kaimel loke upater mi mamon v'tzorach lomar levisha alav shein bo maisa. He says what about according to Rabbi Yehuda? Rabbi Yehuda says alav shein bo maisa is lokin alav. So he tries very hard to try to figure out an answer to that question. But it's so up that some suggest that maybe by a knas chachamim, you know, the rules are different. You might say lokil mishalim. Even two punishments. We had a sheet in the Amoraim, even in the third parak about that. That by knasos, you might say loku mishalim. But that's what the Sefer HaKovetz in the back of the Frankel Rambam, quotes, shebeknas shekansu chachamim lo nomar din zeh shein loku mishalim. That's an important sheet of the Sefer HaKovetz, and we had it. It's one of the days of the Amoraim to answer, if you remember the stira between the Mishnah in the third parak and the Mishnah in Makos, we had a stira, Malkus or Mamon. So, we had Ula, Rav Yochanan, Reish Lakish, 3 different days back in the third parak to answer that question. Okay. We continue. Says the Gemara. Moredes the Mimai. So what's the case of Moredes? What is she refusing to do? What is the case of the Mishnah? So Rav Huna Amar Mitashvish Amita. Rav Huna says, Tashvish Amita. Conjugal rights, physical, right? Serious infringement on the relationship. That's number one. Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Chanina, Amar mi malacha. No, certain of the malachas that she's supposed to do. Certain of the malachas, that's what she's not allowed to do. Tosva says, according to the first opinion, why does he say tashmish? Because, according to Rav Huna, from malacha, it wouldn't be called a moredes. Because this is Rav Huna l'shitaso, which we've had already, earlier on Dafin Ches, that a woman is able to say to her husband, don't feed me, and I'll work for myself. Eini nizonis ve'eini oseh. So therefore, that's not a moredes, she has that right. Rav Huna l'shitaso. That's why Rav Huna has to say, mitash v'shamita. That Tosva says, right, you have to, Baalei HaTosfos have all of Shas on their fingertips. So we just had that 4 days ago. And we wouldn't have put it together. But Tosfos puts it together, the two Rav Hunas, eini nizonis v'eini oseh. Rav Yosef Rechaniah says from Malacha. Tanan. So does this fit into the words? V'chein ha-morid al-ishto. The Mishnah has the case not only where the wife is moredes, but where the husband is morid. So bishlam alamanda amar mitashmish. If you say like Rav Huna, that it's tashmish l'chaye, I understand how that could go in both directions. The husband could refuse the wife, and the wife could refuse the husband. Right? Based on all the other gemaras we had yesterday in terms of the times. Elalamanda amar mimalacha mimeshubid la. But it doesn't malacha. What, he has to do malacha for her? He has to make a living, but that's not malachas for her. So where it says, yes, in. But Omer, ain't his son, ain't my farnes. Yes, it would be a moredes if he says, I'm not giving mazonos, and I'm not giving parnas, I'm not working for you. So yes, there is a case of moredes, a morade by malacha as well. Says the Gemara, the Amar Rav, Ha'omer, ain't his son, ain't my farnes, Yosef, you think suba. But doesn't Rav say he's not allowed to do that? What do you mean morade, and you're going to like add on to the ksuba? You're just going to make him get divorced. He's not allowed to do that. Says the Gemara, "V'lavit le'im luche be'boi," but don't you try to convince him otherwise? Meaning, when Bezdin sent Shlichim to his house to say you can't do this, they're not going to say give a get today. They're going to try to convince him. Your wife's a good woman. Try to realize this is what marriage is about. They're going to try to convince him. So in the interim time, if it takes a certain amount of time, that's when the Hosaf is going to happen. You're right, it's not allowed. But in the interim time, you know, there might accrue a certain amount which he has to add on, and that is what the Rav is referring to. Okay, so we fit them both sheets into the Mishnah. So Meisve, let's try now the Braisa. Achas, this is the second half of a Braisa. The full version of the Braisa is going to be quoted on Amud Beis. But this is the second half of the Braisa. Achasli, this halacha of Moredes applies. Achasli, Arusa, Vinisua, Viafilu, Nida. Even if she's a Nida, the halachas apply. Viafilu, Chol, if she's sick. Viafilu, Shomeres, Yavam. Any of these cases, all of these halachas apply. So we're going to skip the parentheses, and we're going to go to the last line. Bish, Loma, Laman, Da'amar, Mitashmish. If you say, like Rav Huna, that the Moredes here is a case that she's asering, she's not asering, she's, forbidding herself and not obliging in terms of the area of Tashmish, Hanadukani Chola. That's why Chola makes sense. Why even Chola? Even if a woman is sick, she can still have Tashmish though. That's not off limits. Rashi here says in the bottom, what about Nida though? Is that a toughie? Right, what do you mean? Tashmish, she's a Nida anyway. Tosis quotes the Gemara that we're going to have soon, but it's still pas besalo, eino dome. Right, if she says no, then even if she's a Nida, it's worse. He can't deal with it because she doesn't see a light at the end of the tunnel. So Bishlama, if you say Bitashmish, Hainu Tani Chola. Ella, turning over, Ella Lamanda Amar mi Malacha. Chola bas Malachahi? But if you say Malacha, a Chola can't do Malacha. Right, so therefore, how could that be Morendes? Right, if you say it's Malacha. So it's a Kasha on the second day. So the Gemara says, you're right. Ella Mitashmish Kuli Amalo Pligi Davi Morendes. Tashmish is for sure an example of Morendes. And that's what the Bryce is talking about. Ki pligi mi malacha. The question is it also called moredes if she refuses to do certain malachos? Mar savar mi malacha lo havye moredes. One opinion says no. It's only tashmish from malacha. It's not called moredes. Omar savar mi malacha nam yavah moredes. And the second opinion says no, that even from malacha, it is called moredes. So everybody agrees with tashmish, so therefore, that's what that case is referring to in terms of chola. Good. Tosfos asks on top, the Yim Tomar, Lomandara mi Malacha, ask Akash on the other opinion. If you say the Malacha one, what's the Chiddush of Afilu Nida? Nida does all Malachas, right? So what's the Afilu Nida? You only ask Akash on the other line of Chola. But what's the Afilu Nida? Nida could do Malacha. Tosfos has two answers. Yesh Lomar, number one, Dahave Rabusa, Mishum Destam Nidos, Cholos Ksas. Most Nidos don't feel so well. And that's why, it's basically the same kind of thing, even Chola, even Nida, it was a little Chola. Right, where do we see this? The Ramban. The Ramban in Bereishis, on which Pasuk? There's only one Pasuk in Bereishis that the Ramban would say this on, when Rachel is sitting on the Trufim of Lavan, and she says, sorry dad, I can't get up, why? Ki derech nashim li. Right, derech nashim li, which Chazal understand that she was a Nida. And the Ramban emphasizes that, right? When she says that she's not feeling well, that was the excuse she gave. And Lavan, amazingly, didn't even say a word. She turned right around. The Ramban there says, because in the days of old, a Nida was Tamei. She was put in a separate tent. The word Nida means separated. They wouldn't walk on her dust. They wouldn't talk to her. Vanachon Be'inai, says the Ramban, Ki ayu anidos b'yemei kadmonim meruchakos ma'od, ki chein shmon me'olam, nidos l'richu kan, lo yiskarvu el adam le'idabru bo. And that's the amazing diuk. That Rachel says that, and in the Torah there's no response recorded by Laban. He must have just walked out. He didn't want to talk to her. He didn't want to like have that lo shol b'shloma likanis bo adam. And that's why Rachel says, "I would kiss you, but derech nashim li v'lo chalas karevi lecha v'gam lo lo leches ba'ol klal shlo tidro chata afar ragli v'uhechresh b'mena v'lo ana ota ki lo hayim esaper b'mayim klam they should dibura tamei." Right. That's why she was a little sick, and that's what Tosfos says here as well. There was an interesting tshuva of the Shvus Yaakov, Rabbi Yaakov Reicher, 1700s, where he was asked, a woman became a Nida on Rosh Chodesh Av. Is she allowed to eat meat during Shvur Shechalbo? So, why would she be able to? Why is a Nida any different than anybody else? So says the Shvus Yaakov, Mavur b'shulchan arach, dilitzare chole shari. A chole is allowed to eat fleishiks during the Shvur Shechalbo. V'lachora nire debenida gamkein cholehi. Kamosha Pirish Rashi Bechumish, Reish Pashas Tazria. He quotes two sources. Number one, Rashi and Tazria. Kimeni das devosa titma, devosa lashon davar zav migufa, lashon acher, lashon madve v'chole, she'ein
Asher ro'eh shelo tchila rosheha ve'evareh chveden aleha. She doesn't feel good. And then number two, he says, matzasi ksas mach lahatir mitosis ksubis samach gimel amid beis. Hadetanim aradet ikos artosis. It says, every chol is choliksas. And therefore he says, kivan de ikker din zeshelo lecho basar hu rak mitzad ha minhag imkein b'makam chola afilu choliksas ein linhog iser. Uveprat kol sheba lishol vadi margisha ba'atzma sheini chol lispo ma'achol chala ma'akbas mechesh migufa. Obviously, she's coming to ask. She wants it, and she's feeling bad. Me'aytayme hitarti kama pa'amim l'meinikos, nursing women, shemuteres la'achol ma'achol basa b'yabim elu. V'chulu. And he continues. But he calls artosis. Halachol ma'isa. In chelek aleph simin chaf zayin. Okay, we continue. Two dots. Gufa. Mored ha'mored esal ba'ila pochsen l'miksubasa shiva dinarim b'shabes. So more than you go down 7 a week. Rabbi Yehuda Omer Shiva Tarpi Ikin. Rabbo Seinu Chazur Benimnu, but Rabbo Seinu changed it. They said, no, you don't just keep going down an infinitum. This is what you do. Shiyu Machrizan Alea Arba Shabso Zuacharzu. You start announcing what she's doing for 4 weeks in a row. 4 weeks in a row. Arba Shabso Zuacharzu. Rashi and Tosfos say here, once a week on Shabbos. Once a week on Shabbos for 4 weeks in a row. The Rambam says every day for 4 weeks. 4 weeks in a row. Why are you doing this? The Tosfos Rit says, either to embarrass her or to get her relatives to talk to her. Go back to your husband. And Mistame would be the same the other way. If the husband is being a morid, you make these announcements. V'sholchen la Bezdin. Have yodash afilu ksubasich me'amani efsadata. And Bezdin says to her, you're losing your oksuba. What are you doing? And now we have the second half that we quoted before. Achas li'arusa v'nesua afilu nita afilu chola afilu shemeres yava. Amarlech Rebbe Chia bar Yosef l'Shmuel Nida bas Tashmishi. Right, what Rashi asked before. What do you mean Nida? She can't be a Moredes. Amarlech Ein Adome Mishi Eish Lo Pas Pesalo L'Mishi Ein Lo Pas Pesalo. Good. We mentioned yesterday that Svara is also the reason why a Nida is allowed to have Yichud with her husband. Because Pas Pesalo, he knows there's a certain amount of time. The Chashuke Chemet here asks, what happens if there's a case of a marriage where there is no Pas Pesalo? What happens if a woman is a rish'ah, and she's refusing to go to the mikvah because she's angry at her husband for some reason? Refusing to go to the mikvah. Are they allowed to have yichud together? Because the whole heter of yichud is based on the svara of pas pesalo. I know it's going to be mutter in a few days, but here, the husband has no control. She's not going to the mikvah. Ma'isa b'yehudi she'ishto hodiya lo she'ma'od ko'eses alav v'yoser hi lo titbo. Well, if he had a tunim nira shachin tamar, it seems like she's going to stick with it. So do you say, there's no pas pesalo? So he quotes a Maharsham, who says it's usher in a very similar case. And he says, Rav Al Yashiv, it's his father-in-law, Rav Al Yashiv argued. He said, no, he says, there's no chash here. He says, because the whole issue of yichud is not, we're not worried about ones in a case of yichud. We're worried about pitui, at most. We're worried about they're going to do something together. So in this, Shemi Fatenvi Dabra Liba. So here, you see, maybe he's going to be mefata her again. Maybe he's going to be able. That's the whole chash of yichud. So halavai, let him be mefata her. Let him try to get her back. And also the other cases that we were talking about, the marsham that he quoted was talking about, wasn't talking about a woman who's a risha, is just have a little argument. Lamaisa, he's a mako and says that no, it's only mamish halachically eino pas pesalo, not because just a woman says, you know, I'm not going to go to the mikvah. That's not enough to lose the heter of yichud. Okay, finishing up. Next section. Amar Rami Bar Chama, a machrizan ale el babate knesias by the midrashos. Where do you make these announcements? In shul. That's where everybody's gathered. Amar Rava de Kanami, Diktani, Arba Shabbosos, Zuachar, Zush, Mamina. Right, it's for Shabbosos. Shabbos is the day Rashi explains that everybody's in shul. Right, and that's why Rashi, Ilishitoso, Rashi says that it's once a week in shul. How does the Rambam read that line? Good question, not for now, that it's every day. But we'll go with Rashi and Tosfos, that it's once a week when everybody is gathered in shul. Amar Rami Bar Chama, Pa'amayim Sholchan Lomi Bezdin, and during this 4 week period, Bezdin sends to her specifically twice. Achas Kodem Achraza, V'achas L'Achar Achraza, one before the 4 weeks and one at the end of the 4 weeks. Darash of Nachman Bar Rav Chizda, Halacha Karaboseinu, the Halacha Zakaraboseinu, meaning what? Our Mishnah said, you keep going down, 7 a week, until you know, the whole ksuba is lost. And the Raboseinu said, no, you have this 4 week period, and after that, you say divorce. So, Halacha Zakaraboseinu, Amar Rava, Hai Bercha,
That's wrong. That's not true. Amalei Abraham Bar Yitzchak, my bracha say, why do you think it's wrong? Ani amrita ni'alei, I said it, u'mishpeta gavei rabba amrita ni'alei, and I said it in the name of a great person. U'mani Rabbi Yosef Rechanina. It's true. We all like them. The EU commands Savar, so who does Rava hold like? Rava says the Mishnah's right, that you keep going down, down. So, kiha, di'itmar Rava, amar Rav Sheshes, halacha nimlachin ba. Rav Sheshes says the halacha is that you're nimlach. What does that mean? You go try and convince him or her. Right? Nimlachin ba. What do you mean? If you're trying to convince, that means every week that you don't convince. Like we said before, that you take away seven every week. So you see, he holds like Rava amar Rav Sheshes, holds, not like the Rav Huseinu. But like our Mishnah, that you keep going down and down. Rav Huna bar Yehuda amar Rav Sheshes, halacha ein nimlachin ba. Rav Huna bar Yehuda has a different version of Rav Sheshes that you're not nimlach. No, you just have this 4 week announcement and you see what happens after that. Period. Hechi damya moredes. So what does she say? What is the case of moredes? Where she just says, it's obviously not a case where I don't feel well or I'm not in the mood. You know, because that's obviously not moredes. So what's moredes? So Amar Amemar, so we're going to go with Rashi's pshat. There's a big machlokas, how to understand this next line. We'll go with Rashi. Da Amra, where she says, Be'inalei u'mitzarnalei. I want to stay married to him and not be with him. Right? Mitzarnalei. Right? Be'inalei u'mitzarnalei. I just want to pain him. I'm just very upset at him. Right? That's the case of Moredes. And that's the case where we force her, that you got to do one, you got to either get divorced or give in. Aval Amra ma'isalei. What if she just says, nimasli? If she says, no, he's disgusting to me. Meaning what? Rashi says that she is saying, I don't even need the ksuba. I just can't live with him. She's basically forfeiting her ksuba already. She has that attitude. Then lo kaifinama, then we don't force her to delay, but you just he can give the get right now. It's reached such a state that she's not even interested in the ksuba. And getting the ksuba, then you could just get divorced. Lo kafinala. That's what Amemar says. Mar Zutra Amar, no, kafinala. Mar Zutra says, even in that case, we are kofa. No, we are kofa. You try to get the marriage back together. Havi uvda vachbi Mar Zutra. Right, and it just so happened that there was a case that Mar Zutra did force a husband and wife to get stay together. V'nafag minei, Rabbi Chanina Misura. And you see an unbelievable great damora came from that union. So it must have worked out. That must be the right halacha. The Gemara ends up by saying, don't bring me rayas from that. Just because a great person came out of that relationship doesn't mean that that's the halacha. V'lohi hasam siyata d'shmaya havi. That might have just been siyata d'shmaya, some other zechuyos that they had in the family, but lav dafka, that it was because, oh, we paskin like a memar, that's not the dafka, the reason. Okay, we'll have to stop here. B'Hashem, next time we'll continue with more issues of Tanai Ksuba. And again, on Amud Beis tomorrow, we have a lot of different types of coins that are used. Puntiones, dinarim, sellers, that's all by the Shem on tomorrow's daf. Okay, we'll stop here.